The Front Range Urban Corridor is likely to experience record-breaking September temperatures today and tomorrow. Three elementary schools in the Denver Public School System will not open today, and another 30 schools will release students early due to the lack of air conditioning in the facilities. Heat waves tend to put a strain on the electrical grid, and the city and county of Denver has started to incentivize renewable energy transitions. One of these projects is Solar United Neighbors, or SUN, which has helped 100 families install solar panels via energy cooperatives. Denver has also created the Solar Equity Rebate Program that allows those who qualify to get $1,000 off their systems. To qualify, households must make less than 100% of the area median income. For more on the Solar Cooperative Program and the rebates, KGNU's Rosana Longo-Better spoke with Lee Valenzuela, Community Energy Programs Administrator at the City and County of Denver.
So the Denver Solar Co-op is something that we've partnered with Solar United Neighbors on for several years now. And this year we have our solar equity rebate. So that's providing people who make less than 100% of the area median income, which is pretty high for Denver. So people who are under that are able to get $8,000 off the cost of their solar install. And the reason that we wanted to do that is equity. It's right there in the name, right? So we want to make sure that people who can't afford the full cost of a solar install still can, one, take advantage of the co-op, which, because it's kind of getting hundreds of people together to basically group bid for solar. So generally, you can get a discount that way by working with the solar installers. And so they get that benefit, and they can also get the benefit of our rebate to help cover the cost of their install.
What are the limitations or the requirements to be part of this co-op?
So the co-op for this year has closed. We have about 200 people who signed up, so a lot of people. And the requirements are pretty minimal. You just have to be a resident of Denver, and you have to have a roof that's suitable for solar. So this is mostly focused on rooftop solar. So people who own single family homes or are in small, you know, duplexes, things like that. And as long as your roof is suitable for solar and it can support the solar panels without too many alterations, then that's how you would qualify.
Other options for those that live in mobile homes?
For people who live in maybe big apartment buildings or mobile homes, places where you can't really get your own solar panels, that's where we direct people towards community solar. So those are things like solar gardens, where essentially the solar panels are located elsewhere. They aren't on your home directly, but you can still get the benefits of those because those solar panels are in the garden are essentially yours, right? So you can get the bill savings even if they're not directly located on your home.
What other initiatives trying to bring more clean energy to low-income communities and communities of color are there?
So our other big program that is currently running is our Climate Action Rebate Program. So through that program, there's a section just for general residents, but we also have a specific income qualified section of that program. So if you make less than 80% of area median income, we have a list of all those income levels on our website. If you are interested, that's denvergov.org/homeenergy. And for those people, we're partnering with the Energy Resource Center to essentially give free electrification programs. So people who are interested in heat pumps, who are interested in solar, battery storage, EV charging, all of those kinds of equipment, but they're low income, they can't afford it on their own. We're working with the Energy Resource Center to basically cover the entire cost of their installation. So that's another program that we're really hoping people will take advantage of. We know that people are starting to contact ERC about that, and they're getting a list going. And the reason we partnered with the Energy Resource Center is because the city already partners with them on weatherization. So we provide them with funding to go out and look at people's houses. Maybe they have really bad insulation. Maybe they need upgraded windows, that kind of thing. So ERC is already doing that in the community. So they kind of know which people might be suitable for other types of electrification as well. And so they're going into those homes, doing assessments, doing upgrades, and then also saying, hey, you looks like your roof would be great for solar. If you want to get free solar, get some bill savings and save some money that way. Or they're saying, it looks like you might be interested in an electric vehicle in the future. We can help you install an EV charger and solar so that even if your electric bill goes up because you're now charging an EV, the solar can help offset some of that so you don't have to deal with that extra cost.
So what are the barriers?
A lot of low-income people don't own their own home, right? They have to live in a multifamily building, and it can be harder to figure out how to electrify those buildings since you have to deal with landlords and all of that. So that's our next step in the program, is tackling that challenge and making sure that even people in huge apartment buildings who are renters, all of that, can still take advantage of electrification. And they have less emissions indoors, lower electric bills from things like solar, community solar, all of that. So that's sort of the next step for the program next year.
Lee Valenzuela with the City of Denver talking to us about solar panels and solar gardens and solar co-ops. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longobetter.